Ariel heard Lynn giggling with her brothers before the car zoomed off down the road. She made a face and tried to imagine what they'd all be saying about her now that she was gone. But it was hard to tell what people were thinking, she'd discovered since she'd come to Birchwood Bay, and that made it hard to know how to act. Just being herself didn't seem to be enough. So, since arriving at the bay, she'd had to develop a set of first principles to live by. She carried them around in her head like the 10x table, and as she opened the gate to her house, she ticked them off in her mind. Number 1. Be suspicious of people whose mouths smile but not their eyes. Avoid them. Number 2. Be careful of a person whose stomach rumbles. It means they're angry. Or hungry. Number 3. Popular girls have small ears and incredibly tiny teeth. They laugh a lot, but don't hear too well. Number 4. Don't talk about what mum does for a living. Number 5. Dogs understand more than people think. Ariel was still working on the rest, but she wasn't too worried as she had a lot of spare time in which to think. She trudged up through the garden, looking at the wild creepers and the hopeful faces of the daisies growing in the green. She felt comfortable here. There were no puzzled looks or sneering whispers, just the woody damp smells and the silence, that vast indifferent presence that held everything in its arms, saying not a word. But out there, beyond the gate, it was different. Words weren't absorbed silently like sunlight. Instead, objections were raised and explanations demanded. As Lynn had said, Ariel never seemed to get the point. Well, what did go on inside other people's heads, Ariel couldn't imagine, but she was sure that it was a very different world from her own. It was like being colourblind inside a paint box. She always chose the wrong colour. I still think Monica Minklefoot wouldn't last a day in the real world. But how well, she wondered, was she doing herself?